Hare Krishna.
Om Purnamada 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 Chati Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadhi Sati Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam Yatkin Chak Chakatyam Jagat Tīnam saktīnam panjītā mā gṛdhā kassasī dhanam kurvanmī vāha karmāni bīṣa satāṁ samā natīṣṭī nakarmāni pati nare lāmati lūkā andhena tamasa brita tanti bhita vi gacchanti sikhi satma hanujana ani jadi kang manasu jabiyo naina deva apnavan pula marasa tadhyavata anna tattiti tishtam tasmin na puma tarushaladat tade jati tannai jati tad dure tad antike tad antarasa saravashya tadu saravashya sambhayataha su saravani bhutani atmanni vanupastati sarva bhutesu chatmanam tatu na vijugupsate Smin Sarvani Bhutani Atma Maiva Buddhijanata Tatra Kumoha Kasuka Ekattam Anupasata Sakvajaga Chukram Makayam Abrana Masna Vidam Suttam Papa Vidyam Kavi Manisi Parihusayam Bhur Jatha tatu tartan badadhatcha sati basamabhyam Andhantama pravishanti jivita mupasati tatu bhuya hivati tama jau vidyayang rataha na evahu vidya arnadahu ravidya Iti susumam dhiranam dhinastat vichachakshide Dubhanja avidyamitam tirta vidyamitamashmati andham tamapravishanti jisambhutim upasati Tato bhuya ivati tamo jau sammuktyam rataha Anna devahu sammavad Anna ahu sammavad Iti susma dhiranam jinasat vichasakshiri Sammatincha vinasamcha Jastad biru bhayansaha vinashina mittam chita sammityam mitamasmati hiranmaina patrina sattasyapihitam makham tattam kushanna pabrimu sattadharamayudishraye
Open page.
Page 18. The root of sin is deliberate disobedience to the laws of nature, though not recognizing the proprietorship of the Lord. Disobedience to the laws of nature or disobedience to the order of the Lord will bring ruin to the human being. On the other hand, if one is sober and knows the laws of nature without being influenced by unnecessary attachment or abhorrence, he is sure to be recognized again by the Lord and thus become eligible for going back to God and back to the eternal home.
So, the natural law, without being influenced by unnecessary attachment or abhorrence, there is no need of attachment for this material world, neither there is need of abhorrence. That is Ishavasamidam Sarvam. Suppose we are sitting in this temple. So, of course, for temple you should have attachment. And ordinary home or ordinary house, temple, we must explain, the temple is transcendental. According to Vedic civilization, to live in the forest is residential quarter in goodness, to live in the forest. Therefore, formerly, great sages and saintly persons, they used to go to the forest and live there. And the government would give them protection. The king's duty was to supply them food. What sort of food? The king used to give them in charity cows, nice cows. So they would take little milk and whatever fruits are available in the forest, that was sufficient for them. And the king would sometimes hunt ferocious animals so that they may not disturb. But actually, they do not disturb saintly persons still. So to live in the forest is in the mood of goodness. And to live in the city or towns is in the mood of passion. And to live in slaughterhouse and brothel and drunkards, these are the residential quarter in ignorance. And to live in the temple is transcendental, above goodness, pure goodness. In the material world, goodness is sometimes mixed up with ignorance and passion. But in the spiritual world, there is pure goodness, no contamination or tinges of passion and ignorance. Therefore it is called Shuddha Satya. Shuddha Satya. Sabdang Satyang Visuddhang Vasudeva Sabditam. That pure goodness is called Vasudeva. And in that pure goodness, one can realize God. Therefore, God's name is Vasudeva, produced from Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the father of Vasudeva. So, unless we come to the standard of pure goodness, without any tinge of passion and ignorance, it is not possible God realizes. Therefore, bhakti means annavilasita sinnam, jnana karmadanabhritam. Jnana karmadanabhritam. Jnana is the platform of goodness. And karma is the platform of passion and ignorance. So, bhakti means annavilasita sunnam, without any material desire, devoid of, freed from all kinds of material desire, and uncovered by ignorance, passion, and goodness. Goodness also. become a very good man in this world, that does not mean that he is freed from this material contamination. He is contaminated by the goodness quality. Just like Arjuna, he wanted to be a very good man. Krishna said, now fight. He said, oh, how can I fight? Oh, they are my brothers, they are my grandfathers. No, no, better I shall beg. I don't want this kingdom. So this is material goodness. People appreciate very much. Oh, they see Arjuna is giving a claim on the kingdom. But what Krishna replied, Krishna said, where from you got this foolish idea? Kutaste kasmalamidam visamaye samapisthitam anadyajustam. This is for non-Aryans, not for Aryans. So this so-called goodness, so-called gentlemanliness has no value in the spiritual world. Spiritual world, complete love of God, without any attachment for this. So Arjuna's this goodness means attachment for his family. That's all. He was becoming a good man. Why? Because there is attachment for his family, for his grandfather, for his brother, nephews. So long there is attachment for this material world, either in the form of goodness or passion and ignorance, they are all the same. In the transcendental platform, therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita says that in this material world, the division that this is good and this is bad, they are simply mental concoction. The same example, this stool dried up is good and wet is not good. Stool is stool, that's all. For a devotee, this is stool. Either it may be dried up or moist, it doesn't matter. So those who are in ignorance and passion, they are little moist. And those who are in goodness are dried up. But after all, it is stool. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. There is no consideration of this goodness and badness. You have to give up all material attachment and abhorrence. Abhorrence is also another negative attachment. I don't like this. That means I have attachment for this, don't like. Is it? So a devotee is simply attached to the service of the Lord, and whatever condition comes, favorable or unfavorable, any circumstances, he is steady, dhirabrata. Bhajanti mang dhirabrata. Dhirabrata means fixed up, without being tilting, tottering in any circumstances. Ohituki apratihata. So we should not have abhorrence nor attachment. Suppose we have got this microphone. But sometimes there is no microphone. We have to lecture in some jungle where there is nothing available, and neither like this seat. So whatever is available, that's all right. But that does not mean because there is no microphone, there is no nice seat, there is no nice building, we shall stop our chanting. No, chanting will go on at any circumstance. Either in this nice building or in the hell. We have no consideration. Hell or heaven. whatever, wherever Krishna is there, that we want. That's all. So here it says that without being influenced by unnecessary attachment, these kurmis, they are unnecessarily attached to this world. They know that everything will be finished. I will be finished, this body will be finished. Still they are attached. These are kurmis. And jnanis, they are abhorring. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. Jagan Mitha, this world is false. Why it is false? It is, there are so many nice things there are which can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Why it is false? We don't say that. False. Abhorrence. This is made of material. You don't like. No. It can be used. When you speak, glorifying Lord, it can help you. Why abhorrence? So there is no unnecessary abhorrence, unnecessary attachment. Simply, whatever is favorable for my service to the Lord is an accept. That is Ishavasamidam. Thank you.